Good morning. Our Hebrew Bible lesson today is from Numbers, chapters 21, verses 4 through 9. It can be found on page 134 in your Hebrew Bible, or in the large print is on 174. Hear these words. From Mount Hor they set out by the way to the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom, but the people became impatient on the way. The people spoke against God and against Moses. Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and no water, and we detest this miserable food. Then the Lord sent poisonous serpents among the people, and they bit the people so that many Israelites died. The people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned by speaking against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord to take away the serpents from us." So Moses prayed for the people, and the Lord said to Moses, "Make a poisonous serpent and set it on a pole, and everyone who is bitten shall look at it and live." So Moses made a serpent of bronze and put it upon a pole, and wherever a serpent bit someone, that person would look at the serpent of bronze and live. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Now if you will turn in your hymnal to the responsive reading, Psalm 107, be found on page 830 and 831. Let us read responsively. We'll give thanks to the Lord who is good, whose steadfast love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom the Lord has redeemed from trouble and gathered in from the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. Some wandered in the desert wastes, finding no way to a city in which to dwell. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted within them. Then in their trouble they cried to the Lord, who delivered them from their distress, and led them by a straight way, till they reached the city in which to dwell. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wonderful works to humankind. For the Lord satisfies those who are thirsty, and fills the hungry with good things. The Lord turns rivers into a desert, springs of water into thirsty ground, a fruitful land into salty waste, because of the wickedness of its inhabitants. The Lord turns a desert into pools of water, a parched land into springs of water. The Lord lets the hungry dwell there, and they establish a city in which to live. They sow fields and plant vineyards and get a fruitful yield. They multiply greatly by the blessing of the Lord, who does not let their chattel decrease. When they are diminished and brought low through oppression, trouble, and sorrow, the Lord pours contempt upon princes and makes them wander in trackless wastes. But the Lord raises up the needy out of affliction and makes their families like flocks. The upright see it and are glad, and all wickedness stops its mouth. Whoever is wise, give heed to these things. Consider the steadfast love of the Lord.
Good morning, church. Our epistle lesson this morning comes from the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. We found on page 181 in your New Testament Pew Bible, or on page 235 if you're using the larger print edition. Hear these words. You were dead through the trespasses and sins in which you once lived, following the course of this world, following the ruler of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work among those who are disobedient. All of us once lived among them in the passions of our flesh, following the desires of flesh and senses, and we were by nature children of wrath like everyone else. But God, who is rich in mercy, out of the great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with Him, and seated us with Him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the ages to come He might show the immeasurable riches of His grace and kindness toward us in Jesus Christ. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not the result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are what He has made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
As the choir is finding their seats, let me ask all of us to rise up as you are able for the reading of the gospel of Jesus Christ according to John. John chapter 3, verses 14 through 21. It's in your pew Bible in the New Testament on page 88. And if you're reading the large print edition, it's on page 114. You may not recognize the introduction of this reading, but you will likely recognize further on. And just as a pointer, this reading comes from within the description of Nicodemus coming to see Jesus in the middle of the night. And this is Jesus speaking. Hear these words. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that whoever believes in Him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, so that everyone who believes in Him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through Him. Those who believe in Him are not condemned, but those who do not believe are condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and people love darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. For all who do evil hate the light and do not come to the light, so that their deeds may not be exposed. But those who do what is true come to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. My friends, Jesus is the light of the world. And as such, Jesus offers us direction, correction, and protection. Think about that. Direction, correction, and protection, all gifts from God. Now consider this story from Numbers. The chosen people complained against Moses and against God in their disobedience to God's guidance and direction through the wilderness to the promised land. In the imagery of the Bible, the snake or serpent is always connected to sin and disobedience to God. Remember the serpent in the Garden of Eden. God corrected the sinful ways of the people through God's justice. And the Lord sent poisonous serpents among the people, and they bit the people so that many Israelites died. The people got the message, and they repented of their sins and remembered God's endless mercy. And the Lord said to Moses, "Make a poisonous serpent and set it on a pole, and everyone who is bitten shall look at it and live." So Moses made a serpent of bronze and put it upon a pole. And whenever a certain serpent bit someone, the person would look at the serpent of bronze and live. Ironically, God used the symbol of sinfulness and disobedience, the bronze serpent itself, to provide the people with protection from sin and death. Direction, correction, protection. Jesus makes the connection between this passage in Numbers and Jesus' own earthly mission. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in Him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, so that everyone who believes in Him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Jesus was offering this direction to eternal life and forgiveness of sin to Nicodemus and to all who believe in Christ. Just as the bronze serpent was lifted up on a pole, Jesus was lifted up on the cross when He was crucified and killed. Jesus, who was completely without sin, took on His shoulders the sin of all human beings, so that all who look to Him and repent of their sins shall be free from the power of sin and death. Direction, correction, and protection. This past week, I went out walking in the early morning hours. As I do every time I leave our house in the early morning, I looked up to find the North Star, there pointed to by the Big Dipper. Finding the North Star always reminds me of Jesus. He provides me guidance and direction. And as I walked, I realized that I was walking in the light of the moon. Last week's full moon is waning, but still very bright. So bright, in fact, that I could see a lovely moon shadow. In fact, as I looked out over a meadow of grasses and cottonwood trees, I saw that it was bathed in that lovely moonlight. I followed the light. As I walked along, I was reminded of this passage from John's Gospel, where Nicodemus came under cover of darkness to see Jesus and to hear Him say these words. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and people love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. For all who do evil hate the light and do not come to the light, so that their deeds may not be exposed. But those who do what is true come to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God. My sisters and brothers, Jesus is the light of the world. And He is offering you direction, correction, and protection. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing, it is a gift of God, not the result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are what He has made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life. My friends, it is time. It is time to come to the light of Christ. Amen.